If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Zawid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws about the prayer based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Zawid, is it permissible to turn one's face to the right or to the left sides during the prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is no doubt that one should be facing the Qibla, one while praying, while offering your wajib prayer. And it's not permissible to deviate from the Qibla deliberately. Okay, if something happens and you deviate from the Qibla unintentionally, that will not affect your prayer. But if you do it intentionally, it will definitely impact your prayer. When it comes to the salam of the prayer, because when you are doing the salam of the prayer, the last greetings in the end of the prayer, of course we see that Sunni Muslims, they turn their heads to the right and to the left, and that's not permissible according to Shia Islam, according to the Shia teachings, because you are still in the prayer, you are doing and performing your prayer, you have no right to turn your face completely to the right side while you are doing taslim, you are doing giving salam, and to the left side. Of course, what is recommended is to look at the right shoulder and to the left shoulder, by not turning your head towards either side, okay? You just have the right to just move around your eyes, move your eyes to the right side and to the left side, because when you are reciting salam, you are actually giving salam to, for example, the malaik or the angels, who are either on your right side or your left side. And of course, you are not allowed to turn your face, okay? Usually we see that some Shia Muslims, I do see, they also, you know, they turn their heads right to the right side and to the left side while giving Allahu Akbar, reciting the last takbir. Of course, the takbir at the end is not
Part of the prayer.
It is, you know,
recommended part.
It's recommended. So in that case, the prayer is not affected. But again, it's useless to turn your face to the right and to the left side. You know, some people do it out of habit. They do not have proper understanding of the reason why they should look towards the right and to the left side. So I want to say it once again, that while saying Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, and Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we should not turn our faces towards the right and to the left. Rather, we can look. It's recommended to look to the right side and to the left side by moving our eyeballs, okay? And that's allowed. That's nice. Recommended.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawbid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws about the prayer based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Well, Sheikh Tawbid, is it permissible to change one's intention? You said in one of the earlier programs about the intention as being one of the elemental parts or basic foundation of the prayer. It's actually the first rukn of the prayer, right?
Yes.
So it's that important. But if one is to change one's intention from, for example, ghadha prayer to the adha prayers, right? Or from the recommended prayer to the obligatory prayer, is it permissible for that person to do so?
Of course, it is permissible to change your niyyah from qadha to adha. You know, you are supposed to perform a prayer which is already incumbent upon you. Now you are at, for example, it's the Fajr prayer, and you are already performing a Mustahab prayer. You can change your niyyah from Qadha to Adha. Because what is necessary is to perform the Adha prayer. The Adha prayers are the prayers which are performed within the prescribed time. Like, you still have got time to perform them. So that's why it's called Adha. Adha means within the time, within the prescribed time. Now when it comes to Qadha prayers, the Qadha prayers are the lapsed prayers, the missed prayers that you must perform at any time, for example, whenever you get the opportunity to perform them, you can perform them. The time is extended. So you can change your niyyah from Qadha to Adha, but not vice versa. You cannot change your niyyah from Adha to Qadha. That's absolutely forbidden. And the same is true with Mustahab and Wajib prayer. You cannot move from Wajib to Mustahab prayers. Because you're supposed to do the Wajib prayer first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoshawit, another relevant question in here is that if a person has not yet offered the morning prayers, and while offering, for example, the noon prayer, he wants to change his intention from Adha to Qadha, is it permissible for him to do so?
No, it's not permissible. Just like I mentioned earlier, it's not permissible to perform, to move or to switch from Adha, from Qadha to Adha prayers. If I got you properly.
Yes, from Adha to Qadha.
From Adha to Qadha. The thing is that if you are, let's say, if you have the time is extended and you want to perform the Qadha prayers, you can perform the Qadha prayers first. But if you're already performing the Adha prayers, the prayers which is currently and presently obligatory, and in which the time is there, so you cannot switch from Adha to Qadha, just like the example you gave right now.
I see. Okay. Another question, Sheikh, is that is it permissible for a person to change one's intention from obligatory prayer to another obligatory prayer? For example, from Asr to Zuhr prayers.
Of course, it is permissible. Because you have not performed the Dhuhr prayer, the midday prayer, and you remember that you have not offered the Dhuhr prayer. And now, since the Dhuhr prayer cannot be performed after the Asr prayer, in some cases, of course, then you should change your niyyah from the Asr prayer to the Dhuhr prayer. You should complete and finish the Dhuhr prayer first, and then carry on your prayer, continue with the Asr prayer, the afternoon prayer.
What about, both of these prayers have been Qadha, already.
Yeah.
So the person is to perform or to offer both the midday prayer as well as the evening, or which we call it Asr prayer. All right?
Yeah.
And both of them are Qadha.
Yeah.
Like the next day, he's going to perform it. Is the order important?
The order is recommended. It's recommended to maintain the order to perform, but it's not wajib, because there are
to two. Perform, for example, the Zuhr prayer first and then the
of course,
Asr prayer.
It's not the order. It's not necessary to maintain the order, but it's recommended to maintain, to keep it. To maintain the order. If you happen to offer the Asr prayer and then the Dhuhr prayer, there's no problem, because these two prayers are two different and independent prayers.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to, deal with some of the jurisprudential laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei about the prayer here in this episode. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
محيي مميت أبطال